Now, it's been a nice little stretch for the Red Wings. You've gotten some nice performances out of your team. And Jiří Hudler's really sort of got into a nice groove offensively. I know you talked about his confidence has really improved. Why is Hudler's confidence at a strong level now where he's able to be such a contributor for you?
Well, that's a great question. I mean, I think success leads to confidence. I think obviously the confidence comes when you do good things on the ice and you're in the right to feel good about yourself. He's had a real good run of things here and feeling good about himself and playing with Philip Poole and Zetterberg. They've played well.
You had a bit of a rough stretch end of October, early November, where you lost some close games and things weren't going your way. But since then, Mike, your team has gotten on a very consistent winning groove. What did you have to go through there to get out of that to get to where you are right now?
No, that's a real good question. We actually think as a group here, we've been real consistent all year long. The problem with the league is the other teams don't always cooperate. And what I mean by that, there's so much parity in the league, you can play a lot of good games and find ways not to win, which is, I mean, obviously when it starts happening night after night, it stacks up against you. But I actually think we've been fairly consistent this year. We haven't been as good a team on the road as we'd like to be, haven't been as assertive in those situations, been real good at home. But we feel we're getting better on the road as well, and it'll be a good test for us tomorrow night.
Speaking of being on the road, Mike, it's a nice little touch to this road trip for the Detroit Red Wings. You know, the role of parents and the impact they play on hockey players is all too well documented, but you guys are taking the dads along for this road trip. What does that mean to the players?
Well, I think it's a real good thing. Obviously, every year gets long at certain times. This is a way to break things up. It's a way to say thank you to your dad for what he's done for you and allow you to pursue your career and your dreams. And I think the guys really enjoyed it. I know right from the coaching staff, the support staff, right through the players, everybody seems to really have a good laugh, enjoy the camaraderie of the situation. And we had a good practice yesterday with them around. I'm sure we will again today, and then get ready for the game tomorrow.
A lot has been made in this city, Mike, about the abilities of Phil Kessel and Joffrey Lupo and the year they are having. When you prepare your game plan and your game notes with the Red Wings, are they the two guys at the top of the list that you guys have to shut down?
Well, I think when you look at them, obviously they're high-end players. And saying that, you know, I think Grabowski and Kuhlman are real good players. MacArthur, there's, I think, a pretty deep group up front, the Kadri kids up now. You go through it, I like what they've done. Steckel's been brought in and given them a face-off guy. And I don't know the East like I know the West. And then on the back end, I like what they've done there. Obviously, if enough, everyone knows who he is. But even the Gardner kid looks to me like he's a real good puck mover. And when you go through it, and then Gustavsson and Ned, I know Francois Allaire real well. The goaltending's always going to be prepared in Toronto with this guy here. So, I mean, it's a good hockey club, and I thought they played with a ton of pace last night.
Red Wings head coach Mike Babcock joining us on Brady and Lang in the morning. Red Wings and Leafs tomorrow night at Air Canada Center. I just wanted to get your opinion, Mike, because Brian Burke sort of bemoaned the fact that the enforcer is going the way to the dodo bird in the National Hockey League. It's a thing of the past. The Red Wings seem to me every year have such a great team and never have an enforcer. Is there any need for an enforcer, designated enforcer in the league anymore?
Well, I sure like team toughness. I can tell you that right now. I'd sure love to have a ton of it. I'd like to have, you know, someone on... The best kind of toughness in my mind is the way Boston has it. They're high-end players. You get Luchik, you get a high-end player that plays all the time that has elite toughness. You get a chair on the back end who's a high-end player that plays all the time and has toughness. So to me, that's the best way to have your toughness and to be team tough. And yet the reality is you got to draft usually fairly high to get those kind of guys. And so some of us aren't fortunate enough. But I think whatever skill set you have on a team, you got to find a way to build your team around that and find a way to win games. Now, obviously, Berkey, I mean, as well, documented his feelings on this, and I think he just reinforced that yesterday. But the reality is the league has gone this way because the league is so fast, you can't get these guys on the ice. I don't think it's as much about not wanting toughness as how do you play them? How do you get them out there? If you can't fly up and down the rink, how do you play in today's game?
I think one of the other points that Brian Burke was trying to get at in a different way yesterday, Mike, was around this, and we've talked about it quite a bit, but the respect or lack thereof in the game when we see the headshots and the disciplinarian Brendan Shanahan, who you know all too well, having to make all of these reviews and hand out the supplemental discipline all the time. Are you concerned at all about the state of the game?
No, one bit. I think it's better than it's ever been. I think the respect factor is there. I just watched I think, what was it, the 72 Summit Series? And the thing, they had a thing on it the other night. I mean, it was an unbelievable program, but I watched what how they played in those days and how they whacked each other, and that's respect. I mean, give me a break. There's a ton of respect out there. The problem is that the guys have gotten too big, too fast, too strong, and the rink's the same size. It's just like the goaltending. The goaltending used to be 5'10 was a big guy, now 6'7's a big guy. The net's too small, the rink's too small, the players are too fast. What are we going to do about that?
Red Wing fans love hearing you, Mike. We're going to be a lot of Red Wing fans from the Red Wings Nation at Air Canada Centre tomorrow night. Real quick, I got a question on Twitter. Someone wants me to know if you've got one of Pavel Datsyuk's T-shirt. I got the Move Like Datsyuk yet.
What was that?
Someone, there's a T-shirt out there. I got the Moves Like Datsyuk from the Red Wings Nation, and Pavel Datsyuk has his own line of T-shirts. Someone wants to know, a big Red Wings fan, if you have it yet.
No, I don't have it, but I'll ask Pav about it. This is the first I ever heard about. I'll ask Pav about that today. I can't believe I didn't get one in my Christmas stocking.